Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let me speak to you about two wonderful things, God and His Word. I'm going to read to you from Psalm 119, verses 137 and 138. Here we go. Righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments. Your testimonies, which you have commanded, are righteous and very faithful. Sometimes people say God is greater than His Word. In one sense, that's a true statement, but it is also commonly misunderstood. The way some people mean this is to say that there is some difference between God and His Word. And if you have to choose between God and His Word, well, then you should always choose God. One problem with this kind of thinking is that it presents a false choice. The great penman of Psalm 119 gives us some insight on this idea when he wrote, "Righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments." The psalmist understood that the righteous character of God was displayed in His Word. Here he calls them your judgments. In this, the Word of God is an accurate revelation of God, not only of His thoughts, but also of His very character. We might say that God's written Word is an incomplete display of His character and nature. That is, there is more to God than what we can receive from His Word. But what we have in His Word is accurate, and it properly displays to us who He is. We might say that the God who actually exists is not any different than how His written revelation presents Him. He's greater than what can be comprehended through His written Word, but He's not different than what is revealed to us through that Word. Now, continuing the thought in Psalm 119, the psalmist wrote this, "Your testimonies which you commanded are righteous and very faithful." For emphasis, the psalmist repeated the idea from the previous verse, verse 137. The written Word of God reflects both His righteous character and the fact that He is very faithful. Now, according to some people, such as John Stephen, writing in Spurgeon's Treasury of David, he points out that this statement, "Your testimonies which you commanded are righteous and very faithful," is a relatively tame translation of a rather strong phrase in the original Hebrew of Psalm 119. Stephen wrote that the idea is more like this, "You have commanded righteousness, your testimonies." The idea being that God's Word is one with His righteousness. God's words are especially helpful for knowing that He is very faithful. We often judge a person's faithfulness by looking at what they say and do, and if their words and actions match. Now, along with countless other believers through the centuries, the author of Psalm 119 could say that the words of God and the actions of God were completely consistent, and that consistency shows that God is very faithful. We can say it like this. The Bible displays the character of God. If you want to know what is righteous, and if you are going to act righteously, you should study the Bible. The greatness and glory of God are on display in His Word given to us. Today, follow the God whose actions match His words, and then you will become more like Him.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.